Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello.
We're the only two here.
Hi.
I said we're the only two here. Good evening.
Good evening.
Dad?
Yeah.
Good evening.
Just you here, you and who?
Angela.
Oh, okay.
Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is that Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Or Auntie
Carrie?
Sister Shirley, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Carrie. I thought I heard Carrie.
Okay. All right, well, we'll pick up reading in Exodus while we wait for others to join in. Exodus 27 is where I will pick up my reading. And this is still the plans for the tabernacle. And it goes on to say, use an acacia wood, make a square altar 7.5 feet wide and 3 feet high. Make horns for the four corners of the altar, attach them firmly, and overlay everything with bronze. The ash buckets, shovels, basin, carcass, hooks, and fire pans are all to be made of bronze. Make a bronze grating with a metal ring at each corner and fit the grating halfway down into the firebox, resting it upon the ledge built there. For moving the altar, make poles for acacia wood overlaid with bronze. To carry it, put the poles onto the rings at each side of the altar. The altar is to be hollow, made from planks, just as was shown you on the mountain. Then make a courtyard for the tabernacle enclosed with curtains made from fine twined linen. On the south side of the curtain will stretch for 150 feet and be held up by 20 poles, fitted into 20 bronze post holders. The curtain will be held with the silver hooks attached to silver rods attached to the post. It will be the same on the north side of the court, 150 feet of the curtain held up by 20 posts fitted into bronze socks with silver hooks and rods. The west side of the court will be 75 feet wide with 10 posts and 10 sockets. The east side will also be 75 feet. On each side of the entrance, there will be a 22.5 feet of curtain held up by 3 posts embedded in 3 sockets. That was the reading out of Exodus 27, 1 through 15, the plans for the tabernacle. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Look like we have some others to join us. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. How y'all?
We're doing good. Okay. Oh, my goodness. We got a house full tonight. 305. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yeah.
Auntie Janet.
Auntie Janet.
Yeah.
Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I'll do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Angela. I have myself, Mom and Dad, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, Auntie Marie, and Auntie Betty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We have an open session tonight, and we pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, Angela would bring to us. Amen.
Giving honor to God, my parents, and to each of you. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airways to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We give you honor and glory. We need you to bring the message you need us to hear today. Holy Spirit, help us to be in the presence of Jesus. It is a privilege to be on God's program. Know Jesus, he has everything we need. Let's put all our hope and trust in God. Give glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Look like we have another caller. Okay, caller, last four digits, 7682.
Auntie Dot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auntie Dot.
Yes, and Kira.
And Kira, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Andrew, you have the listening. You want to do a final roll call?
I will do that. Okay, well, welcome everyone. I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Janet, Loretta, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and Kira, and myself, Angela. Welcome to the Nellens Family Prayer Program. Let's go ahead and get started. I know that one. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program this evening. I would like to start off with Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 10. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the water from the water. And God made the firmament and divided the water, which was under the firmament from the water, which was above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the water of the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and they gathered together the water, called his sea. And God said, it was good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. All right. Sister Shirley?
Yes. I'll read Psalms 20 to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The Lord hears me in the days of trouble. The name of God of Jacob is in thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and according and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. See according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the king us when we call. Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Sister Shirley.
Okay.
Mother, would you like to go next?
Yeah, coming out of Psalm 124.
Amen.
It says, if the Lord had not been on our side, the Spirit would say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when the angel fled against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The terror would have swept over us. The rapid water would have swept us away. Praise the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the foul of snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the master of heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Janet?
Okay, I would like to share from my devotional. In my list, the title of the reading is Emergency. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Psalms 120 and 1. The 9/11 emergency system has amazing capabilities. In most places in the United States, a person need only dial these three numbers to be instantly connected to a dispatcher. On a computer screen, the dispatcher instantly speaks the caller's telephone number, address, and the name under which the number is listed. Also, listening in on the calls of police, fire, and paramedic assistance. A caller needs not say anything once the call is made. Even rasping coughing and hysterical cries can bring a quick response. The dispatcher knows but a call is coming from, and help is sent. At times, some situations in our lives are so desperate, our pain so deep, we can only muster 911 prayers to God. These calls could be called SOS prayers, and they often use the same words: God, I need help. God hears each one. He knows our name and every detail of the situation. Like a heavenly dispatcher, he will send precisely what is needed. Also, like a 911 dispatcher, our heavenly dispatcher may have some advice to sustain us through a crisis. Keep a listening ear and remember, help is on the way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Dad, would you like to go next?
Ready. I'll be coming from my number 7 psalm, starting at the 8th verse. Mm-hmm. The Lord shall judge the people. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my iniquity that is in me. Oh, that the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the heart and ring. My defense is a God which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. He told me not, he will wet his sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordained it. His sorrow against the persecutor. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and has conceived himself and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and judged it, and it fallen into the ditch which he made. Let me say that again. He made a pit and digged it, and he had fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealings shall come down upon his own plate. In verse 17, I will praise the Lord according to the power and his will, sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Kira, would you like to share any good news with us tonight?
Yes, I would like to read Psalm 74, verse 8.
Man.
They say in their heart, let us destroy them together. They have burnt Simagun of God in the land. Amen.
Amen.
For that reading, Miss Kira. Awesome. Alrighty. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes, and I would also like to add Kadarius to the presence of the prayer line.
Amen.
Let's see. My reading is Matthew 11. I think I'll start reading at 27. And it goes on to say, everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. Only the Father knows the Son, and the Father is known only by the Son and by those to whom the Son revealed him. Come to me, and I will give you rest, all of you who work so hard beneath the heavy yoke. Wear my yoke, for it fits perfectly. And let me teach you, for I am gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your souls, for I give you only light burdens. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Hmm. Auntie Dot, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20.
Amen.
Then the 11th disciple went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Auntie Marie?
I pass.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Kadarius?
It's time. Okay, one moment, please. Good evening.
Good evening.
What I'm reading. I'm reading is Isaac, Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is God's powerful method for bringing all those believe it to heaven. This message was preached first to the Jews alone, but now everyone is invited to come to God in this same way. This good news tells us that God makes us ready for heaven, makes us right in God's sight. When we put our faith and trust in Christ to save us, this is accomplish for start to finish by faith. As they subscription say it, the man who finds life will find it through trusting God. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Thank you for that reading, Kadarius. Hey, Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I will turn it over to Loretta to speak and pray for our sick and shut-in.
Okay. Amen. Amen. If everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the healing that you're performing right now in Daddy Verna, Uncle Willie, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Latoya Simmons, Jesse Verna, Valerie Crockett, the Moody family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Eric, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sean Williams, Kevin Avery, Desert Kendrick, Uncle Champ, Oliver and Uncle Dave, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holiday, Brian, Belinda and family, Janet Williams and the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, Mary Ann, Teresa Verner, the Dix family, and anyone else that we're not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we just want you to continue to lay your healing hands upon our sick and shut in, and we will continue to give you honor and praise your name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Loretta. Okay, well, let's acknowledge our birthdays for the week of November the 8th through the 14th.
Amen.
I show that we have a Michael on the 14th. We have that's all that I have. Anyone else have any other birthdays?
Mario
on the 10th.
On the 10th.
Amen.
You said Maya?
Mario.
Oh, Mario. Okay. All righty. Any others? Okay.
Amen.
Let's acknowledge Mario and Michael birthdays for this week. Here, would you do the honor of singing happy birthday?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Yes. All right. Thank you for that. That was good. Alrighty, well, let's go ahead into our program in reference to our testimonies or poems or songs or whatever you like to share extra to the family. And I would like to start with Auntie Janet.
I would like to share from my prayer book.
Amen.
Honor yourself before the Lord. We give our heart to you, Lord. Teach us to be honest. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law.
We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
All righty. Sister Shirley, do you have anything to share?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Auntie Dot, do you have anything else to share?
Yes. I'm going to read Motir, Revelation 21:4. Heaven is a place so wonderful, so amazing that we can only imagine how great it will be. We'll see gate made of pearl, screen of gold, and a room Jesus had made just for us. But that is not even the very best part. In heaven, God will wipe away every last tear. There will be no more pain or sadness or crying. Darkness and nighttime will be gone. But that's still not the very best part. But what is the very best part? And in heaven, you will get to see Jesus face to face. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Alright. Would you like to share any additional news with us today?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
And I'll be feeling that through Jesus we have new life. Through Jesus we have new life. And this is the testimony that God had given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. But God, who is rich in mercy, even when we were dead and trespassing, made us alive together with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ live in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live my faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he has a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Having been born again, not corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. As a newborn babe desires the pure milk of the soap, as do but short out a bit now. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Thank you. Alrighty. Kira, would you like to share an additional word with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Dear God, in heaven there will be no sadness, and that was amazing to me. Thanks to you, I won't need a bandaid, because in heaven I won't skin my knees. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Miss Kira. All righty. Mr. Kadarius, do you have any more news to share with us?
Kadarius going on by his business right now.
No problem.
God bless. God bless.
I'm working on it. Amen.
All right. Well, Loretta, how about you?
Sure. My reading is from John 14 and 27. And it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me. For now, I can go to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before. They happen so that when they do, you will believe in me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Let's see. All right. Auntie Carrie?
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Marie?
Okay.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Proverbs chapter 31, starting at verse 10. Say, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and work is willing with her hand. She is like the merchant ship, which bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and give meat to her household, and a portion to her maiden. She considers the field, and she buys it with the fruit of her hand. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her camels go out, not out by night. She lays her hand on the spindle, and her hand holds the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself covered of cambric. Her clothes is silk and purple. Her husband is known in his gate when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen, and she sells it, and delivers girdle unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looked well to the ways of her household, and it is not the bread of idols. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her. Many daughters have done virtuous, but thou excels them all. Favor is deceit and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own way praise her in the gate. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, I will go next. I'm going to read out of Mark 14, verse 12. It talks about the last Passover.
Amen.
Sorry about that. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room to which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he himself will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready, and prepare for us there." Today we have a guest speaker at our church, Clarence McClendon. I don't know if you guys have heard of him on the network channel. But he was there, and he was honoring our pastor for 31 years of service. And the message that he brought out of this verse was about following a man with a pitcher of water. Follow the man with a pitcher of water. As you notice, Jesus didn't tell you what this man looked like. He didn't tell you what the man's name was. All he said was, you will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. In today's time, we would ask, well, I don't know how to find this man. We would ask, you know, what colors he had on. How can I recognize him? Well, back in those days, men didn't fetch water. Women only fetch water. So that would have been a very obvious thing to know when you saw a man fetching water. But the essence of the message was that Jesus gave his disciples a task. He didn't explain it to them in detail. He just gave them the task. And the key is to follow him, to listen to him, to obey him, and not question everything. God already knows the complete story and the complete picture.
Amen.
So sometimes we just need to follow his lead. But the key thing that he said that was just so significant to me was that being careful about who you choose to be your man that's carrying your water. Because the way Jesus is explaining this, this man is someone that he appointed to do his work. So when you're choosing, like, your pastor or whomever that you interact with to get fed by Jesus, be careful who you choose. But also know that if God has chosen that for you, to follow it without question.
Let me just
add one more thing. And the key was that my pastor was appointed angel of Jesus. So for us to continue to follow him, because
God has led him to teach us about him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Awesome teacher. Awesome.
Leader. Yes. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that answer. Amen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen. Mother, would you like to share any additional words?
Yes, I'm going to read Proverbs 21:2-3, and the serpent said, and accepted the sacrifice. God has established the principles of righteousness and justice by which all of us are to live. In Proverbs 21:3, we read, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. This disguise loyalty to righteousness and not acceptable. According to verse 2, God knows the motives of our heart, and our sinful practice become evident to everyone. People who indulge in deceit and fraud of oppression and exploitation cannot expect to avoid the consequence of this type of social destruction behavior. Thus, the fact that a desire consists of dutiful follows. After his established principle and righteousness and justice, when we are faithful to thee, God will accept our sacrifice. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. What happened?
So we don't hear Angela.
Angela, you still there?
Talking to the mute. Alrighty. Sorry about that. Does anyone have anything else to say before I say the closing prayer?
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Well, if you'll please bow your head. In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold onto God's unchanging hand. Mm-hmm. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on him. Whatever God has trusted you to do, just keep the faith. And have a blessed week. Amen.
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 Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
I just want to hear you. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Nell and Samus would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that there was something shared that would help you through your busy week. I would like to leave you with Luke 9:57. And it goes on to say, as they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will always follow you no matter where you go. Have a blessed week. Love you all. Good night.